Video, suspect in shooting deaths of a journalist, a little girl, and a woman has lengthy criminal history. By Amy Furr on February 24, 2023. A Florida man is expected to face murder charges in the shooting deaths of a journalist, a child, and a woman during several recent shootings in the Pine Hills area. Fox 35 reported Wednesday that a second journalist was hurt, as was the child's mother. An image shows the little girl who was shot and killed. Officials with the Orange County Sheriff's Office, OCSO, explained 38-year-old Natasha Augustine was killed Wednesday. A few hours later, Spectrum 13 News reporter Dylan Lyons and photographer Jesse Walden arrived at the scene to cover the initial incident and were shot while inside their own vehicle. Lyons was described as being a wonderful son and loving fiancé who loved journalism. A mother and her daughter, 9-year-old Tiana Major, were shot nearby inside their home, the Fox report continued, noting that Orange County Sheriff John Mina named the suspect as Keith Melvin Moses, 19. The suspect apparently returned to the area that afternoon when news crews were getting ready to report live on the earlier homicide that occurred on Hialeah Street. According to the sheriff, the man came back to the scene and goes to the vehicle where the news media people are at. He shoots both the people from News 13. Officials located Moses nearby and detained him following the second and third shootings. Deputies reported he had a handgun when he was taken into custody. On Thursday, the OXO shared body camera footage of the moment deputies apprehended Moses. "Get on the fucking ground." An officer is heard yelling at the suspect as he stands in the street. "Get on your fucking face," another tells him as he approaches the suspect, then forces him onto the pavement. Moments later, the suspect says, "They killing me. They killing me," as the officers work to restrain him. Speaking of the suspect, Mina said, at 19, he has a lengthy criminal history to include gun charges, aggravated battery and assault with a deadly weapon, burglary, and grand theft charges. Court records reportedly show Moses was arrested in late 2021 regarding charges of possession of cannabis and drug paraphernalia, but the charges were apparently dropped. Authorities have continued working on the recent case by looking for cameras in the neighborhood, watching footage, and trying to find witnesses. The suspect has not provided a motive for the alleged shootings. Moses was reportedly an acquaintance of the 38-year-old woman who was killed, but there did not appear to be a connection between himself and the journalists, nor the mother and child, per the sheriff. In September, a group of Senate conservatives urged President Joe Biden, D, to fight the violent crime wave plaguing citizens by deploying available resources to cities across the nation, Breitbart News reported.